This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today expressed gratitude to the people for reiterating their faith in the constitution and the democratic systems of the country by participating in the Lok Sabha elections. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani this morning, he congratulated the Election Commission and everyone involved in the electoral process.
मैं आज देशवासियों को धन्यवाद करता हूं कि उन्होंने हमारे संविधान और देश की लोकतांत्रिक व्यवस्थाओं पर अपना अटूट विश्वास दोहराया है। 24 का चुनाव दुनिया का सबसे बड़ा चुनाव था। दुनिया के किसी भी देश में इतना बड़ा चुनाव कभी नहीं हुआ, जिसमें 65 करोड़ लोगों ने वोट डाले हैं। मैं चुनाव आयोग और मतदान की प्रक्रिया से जुड़े हर व्यक्ति को इसके लिए बधाई देता हूं।
Mr. Modi spoke about the special campaign launched on World Environment Day this year, Ek Ped Maa Ke Naam. He appealed to people from all over the world to plant a tree along with their mothers or in their mother's name. He was happy to know that people are sharing pictures of planting trees with their mothers.
इस वर्ष विश्व पर्यावरण दिवस पर एक विशेष अभियान शुरू किया गया है। इस अभियान का नाम है एक पेड़ माँ के नाम। मैंने भी एक पेड़ अपनी माँ के नाम लगाया है। मैंने सभी देशवासियों से, दुनिया के सभी देशों के लोगों से ये अपील की है कि अपनी माँ के साथ मिलकर या उनके नाम पर एक पेड़ जरूर लगाएं।
The Prime Minister elaborated that during the last decade, there has been an unprecedented expansion of forest area in India. During the Amrit Mahotsav, more than 60,000 Amrit Sarovars have also been created across the country. Speaking about the monsoon season, Mr. Modi mentioned a special umbrella made in Kerala, Karthumbi umbrella. These special umbrellas are crafted in Attappadi of Kerala. The Prime Minister praised the tribal women of Kerala for making these colourful umbrellas and expressed happiness that the demand for these umbrellas is rising across the country. Mr. Modi also gave the example of snow peas of Jammu and Kashmir. He said the first consignment of snow peas was sent to London from Pulwama recently. Prime Minister Modi informed that the Kuwait government has started a special program on its national radio in Hindi. It is broadcast every Sunday for half an hour on Kuwait Radio. He said Indian films and discussions related to the art world are popular among the Indian community there. Mr. Modi expressed happiness over the fact that Indian culture is earning glory all over the world. He cited the example of Turkmenistan, where the 300th birth anniversary of that country's national poet was celebrated in May this year. Touching upon the subject of yoga, the Prime Minister said that the whole world celebrated the 10th International Day of Yoga with enthusiasm. He stated that new records are being made every year as the observance of Yoga Day is progressing. Mr. Modi also congratulated the Akashvani family as the Sanskrit Bulletin of Akashvani is completing 50 years of its broadcast today. He highlighted that for 50 years, this bulletin has kept many people connected to Sanskrit. The Prime Minister said, Sanskrit has played a big role in the progress of ancient Indian language, knowledge and science. He stressed that Sanskrit should be respected and connected with people's daily life. He cited an example of such an effort in Bengaluru's Cabin Park. Every Sunday, children, youth and elders talk to each other in Sanskrit in this park. Mr. Modi noted that the 30th of June is an important day as Hool Diwas is celebrated today. He said this day is associated with the courage of Veer Sidhu and Kanhu of Jharkhand who opposed the atrocities of the British rulers. The Prime Minister expressed delight over being able to connect with people once again through Mann Ki Baat. He said Mann Ki Baat will continue to discuss India's rich culture, history and efforts towards making a developed India. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar is leaving on an official visit to Qatar today. The External Affairs Ministry in a statement said that during the visit he will meet the Prime Minister and Foreign Minister of Qatar, Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman bin Jassim Al Thani. And India won the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup defeating South Africa by 7 runs in a classic final at Kensington yesterday. Opting to bat first, Virat Kohli 76 and Akshar Patel 47 led India to a strong 176 for 7 in 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.